Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, March 12th. From Capitol coverage, Governor Jared Polis says older people should avoid traveling to communities in Colorado's high country that are seeing cases of COVID-19. KUNC's Scott Franz has more on the state's response.
Polis says the situation statewide will get worse before it gets better. He's particularly worried about the coronavirus spreading in mountain communities like Aspen because they have fewer resources than urban areas.
These community healthcare systems in our mountain and resort communities have limited surge capacity. They are also generally at higher altitudes. So I am advising our resort communities that provide guidance that travelers over 60 or with chronic health issues should avoid unnecessary travel to the high country areas with the outbreaks.
The recommendation comes after the state reported 9 presumptive cases of the virus in Pitkin County, which Polis labeled a hotspot. He encouraged older people, especially those most at risk, to avoid large gatherings. I'm Scott Franz at the state capitol.
And according to the Denver Post, COVID-19 cases have been counted in 10 different Colorado counties. There are one case each in Larimer, El Paso, and Summit counties. Gunnison County has 2 confirmed cases. Jefferson, Douglas, and Arapahoe counties each have 3. Eagle County has 4 cases. Denver County has 6 cases listed. And Pitkin County, home to Aspen, has 9 confirmed cases. Next, from the Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange, Christopher Biddle in Crested Butte brings us an update from Gunnison County.
State health officials have identified the first resident of the Gunnison Valley to test positive for COVID-19. A female in her 50s likely contracted the virus while traveling within the United States. She's currently isolated within Gunnison County. Officials with the county are working to identify those with whom the patient may have had contact. They plan to isolate or quarantine those people and test those that are showing symptoms. On Tuesday, health officials announced that a part-time resident of Gunnison County had tested positive for COVID-19. Later that day, it was determined the patient was actually living in Denver and had returned there following treatment at Gunnison Valley Health. The patient, a woman in her 40s, is now being treated by Denver County health officials. Her case has been reclassified as being from Denver. Officials say that Gunnison Valley Health is being inundated with patients arriving unannounced. They are pleading with the public to call a doctor before going to a medical provider and risking the spread of the virus to others. The county has launched a local hotline dedicated to the COVID-19 virus. It will be open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. You can call with questions and to have a swab test scheduled at your home. That phone number is 970-641-7660. Again, 970-641-7660. For KBUT News, I'm Christopher Biddle.
And also from the Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange, Molly Dove from Aspen Public Radio brings us this report from Aspen, which has the largest cluster of confirmed cases so far in Colorado.
The Colorado Department of Public Health has announced that 3 individuals in Pitkin County have been tested positive for COVID-19. The individuals are all from a group of Australian visitors who recently traveled to the area. One 21-year-old woman in the group tested positive for the virus after returning to her home country. 13 members of that group who exhibited symptoms of coronavirus have been in self-isolation in Aspen. 7 tests are still pending. Pitkin County Director of Public Health Karen Kunneman said that the visitors are currently in quarantine and that others who may have been exposed are currently being monitored. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.
This is from a press release. The number of Coloradans living with Alzheimer's disease has reached an all-time high of 76,000, a 4.1% increase over the last year, according to the Alzheimer's Association 2020 Alzheimer's Disease Facts and Figures Report. An additional 256,000 Coloradans voluntarily provided 292 million hours of unpaid care for their loved ones, valued at $3.83 billion last year. The report projects that the number of Coloradans living with Alzheimer's will reach 92,000 by the year 2025, a 21.1% increase. Nationwide, 5.8 million people in the U.S. over the age of 65 are living with the disease. Because of inconsistencies in diagnosis, the total does not include those under age 65 with younger onset Alzheimer's. That number is believed to exceed several hundred thousand individuals. The report also addresses the dramatic shortage of specialty physicians to care for the large and growing number of people in the U.S. with Alzheimer's. The report found that the vast majority of older people diagnosed with dementia never see a dementia care specialist and typically are diagnosed and cared for by non-specialists. And finally today, here are a couple of notes for you. From Capitol coverage, state lawmakers have passed a bill to replace Columbus Day with a state holiday honoring an Italian woman who set up orphanages in Colorado in the early 1900s. If Governor Jared Polis signs it, Francis Xavier Cabrini Day will be observed on the first Monday in October. Supporters say Christopher Columbus should no longer be honored because of his hostile actions toward indigenous peoples. Republicans oppose the change, saying lawmakers should not try to rewrite history. Colorado was the first state to observe Columbus Day more than a century ago. And this is from Colorado Parks and Wildlife. Do you have questions about how to apply for a big game hunting license? If you do, you can get help from Colorado Parks and Wildlife from 5 to 8 p.m. March 18th at the Montrose Parks and Wildlife Office, 2300 South Townsend Avenue in Montrose. Staff members will be available with their computers to assist hunters who are applying for limited licenses for big game. Hunters need to bring their CID number, driver's license, and the password for your Parks and Wildlife shopping account. Also bring a credit card to pay for any licenses that you buy. Staff will be able to explain the different seasons, game species, hunt codes, preference points, and basic information about hunt planning. For more information, call 970-252-6000. You can also go to the Parks and Wildlife website at cpw.state.co.us. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, March 12th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.